we have a stream that is curving to the left and it's curving to the right as it heads on down towards the ocean. If we're to look at one of these curves, the outside of the curve, if you were to go and stand on it, would have a steeper bank than the inside of the curve. So you might look down and think, I don't want to try to get into this stream from this side. I'm going to fall and break my leg. That side is called the cut bank. It's called the cut bank, and it's steeper because as your stream flows around that curve, the water on the outside of the curve is flowing just a little bit faster than the water on the inside of the curve. And because it's flowing a little bit faster, it can erode that bank. So higher velocity causes erosion. Here we go. There's that relationship again. So our cut bank is going to be eroded. So you're building the curve of your stream to the outside of the curve. So what's going on the inside? The inside of the curve, which has a very nice shallow bank, you can walk right up to the river, it doesn't feel like you're going to fall off and break something. This is called the point bar. And because the water that's flowing around the inside of the curve is going just a little bit slower, it's going to deposit material. So you build your point bar into the curve, and you cut your cut bank away from the curve, and that's how you end up developing this curvy pattern that we see in meandering systems. Now, another larger scale way to think about erosion and deposition is what's going on larger time scales for some of these rivers and streams. Some rivers have not always been eroding, if they're eroding today, or depositing. They've done different things back through time. And some of the changes that have occurred on a big scale that cause rivers to either erode or deposit can include changes in sea level and mountain building. So let's think about sea level for just a minute. All of our streams and rivers eventually empty out into the ocean if they don't empty into a closed lake. So for all those streams and rivers that are eventually going to make it to the ocean, the mouth of that river should meet the ocean precisely at sea level. That makes everybody happy when that happens. So let's have an ice age, and we're going to lock away a bunch of water in ice caps and ice sheets. And so our global ocean level is going to drop. So sea level is dropping. Our streams and rivers are basically going to feel somewhat stranded, as though they were going to flow out and somehow flow out into midair above the ocean because they're above sea level now. So they are going to erode down, cut their beds down, cut their banks down to reach that new sea level.